This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Right now we are joined by SNY's Ian Begley. Ian, of course, covers basketball with the Knicks, the Nets for SNY, and is their insider. Also, the show, The Putback, you can catch that out as well, the digital show for SNY.TV. Ian, before we get into the trades stuff, where are we at with OG's health here? Do you expect this to be a long-term thing for the Knicks? Where are we at with OG?
I don't think he's going to play before the All-Star break. I'd be surprised if he did. But to me, they dodged a bullet when that MRI came back and the diagnosis was the same, which was a mild foot sprain. Now, that area of the foot's tricky. I think you're going to let him rest as long as you can. But the idea that it wasn't a Lisfranc, it wasn't an Achilles, it wasn't something more complicated,
yep.
I really think they dodged a bullet there.
There's no doubt. When I saw that live, I'm like, that's it. That's the Achilles. I thought it was going to roll up like a lampshade. It was just scary. I mean, LeBron was holding him up. So all things considered, the absolute best news for OG, I agree, but still disconcerting the way he got hurt. Like, generally healthy people in their prime just don't get hurt like that.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, his career, he's had injuries throughout his career. Staying healthy has been an issue. And so, you know, Knicks make a big investment in a player who's incredibly talented, who delivers on both ends of the floor when he's healthy. But yeah, certainly these things pop up in February. It's something you're going to have to worry about, you know, through April, May, and however late you're playing into the spring.
Okay, so that is potentially awful news, certainly good, better news, but not amazing news. But let's get to some news that is also encouraging, but we'll see if it winds up being amazing if he stays healthy. Mitchell Robinson has gotten healthy. I mean, this is a roll of the dice, man. I know he's cleared and he's ready to roll and start practicing, which means playing is right around the corner, but you don't know how the body's going to respond. He, like OG, is brittle and always banged up. So, you know, preemptively, do you make a trade just in case Mitchell Robinson gets hurt?
Yeah, and so the latest that I had heard there was, at least in terms of Mitchell Robinson, Knicks had not been talking to teams about him, as far as what I could gather yesterday. Now, as far as bringing somebody else in, they'll move Jericho Sims out. I don't think they'll bring a player back in there for Sims. It'll probably be draft picks of some kind. And then you're looking at, you know, a Valanciunas, an Alex Len. There are guys out there who you could bring in to kind of bridge the gap, but you're going to spend assets to bring these guys in for, what, a month or two while Mitch kind of gets his sea legs back? I would assume, because they seem to be settled on Mitch, that they don't go out and spend assets on one of these veteran bigs out there.
BT and Sal and the Fan, we're talking with SNY's insider Ian Begley. What about Durant? There was a report or some speculation that the Knicks might be interested in Durant. Is there any truth to that, as far as you know, Ian?
I mean, what team is not interested in Durant, first of all?
Yeah, I don't want him. There's nothing there.
Think, you know, any big move for the Knicks would not happen in season. Durant, I mean, Golden State's right there, right? They've been turned down a few times by Phoenix in this trade period here, but I don't see the Knicks in there at all. And so I think you could cross both local teams off the list for that one.
Yeah, and I'm not surprised. I just wanted to get your expertise because I trust you more so than anybody else, which is why we appreciate you taking the time to join us today. I mean, a trade of that magnitude doesn't seem realistic for the Knicks at this particular point, nor do I think it was a good fit. So just back to Mitchell Robinson, assuming that the Knicks do keep him, what's next? Like, what are they looking for here? They're going to move on from Jericho Sims, fine. What can the Knicks add to fortify this roster as being a legitimate championship contender?
The one thing you're looking at is you're looking at getting a veteran in that 15th spot because they'll have some money, some wiggle room between where they are now salary-wise and the second apron. I don't want to put people to sleep, but essentially they can't go above certain salary mark, and they'll have enough room to bring in a veteran the end of the roster. I would think TJ Warren has an edge there now, so maybe that's a guy you bring in, a wing who has been playing well in the G League, veteran. But as far as like a big name, significant addition, I can't see it. They had an interest in Gershon Gabuselli out in Philly, but seems to me that Philly would have a high price for Gabuselli, number one. Number two, it seems like they're setting themselves up financially to be able to keep him around. So I don't see that move happening. So right now, it just seems like it might be a quiet Thursday afternoon for New York.
Let me ask you this. Me and Sal were kicking it around briefly. So listen, Doncic is obviously where he is, and AD is where he is. Let's say, and I don't understand why they didn't call the entire league and try to get a whole lot more than they got. I mean, there's obviously stuff going on behind the scenes. Clearly, they just had to get rid of him. But let's say Dallas would have called the Knicks. And let's say Ian Begley, instead of being a star on SNY, he's running the Knicks. And they said, all right, let's go. We want to bring back Brunson to Dallas straight up for Doncic. Would you have done that from a Knicks perspective? Just curious.
Straight up.
Yep.
Because you are changing everything.
I don't.
You're talking about Jalen Brunson because he started the thing. I mean, straight up?
Yeah.
I might. That's tough, man.
Well, I said it's not that tough for me. I said no. It's not that tough for us.
Yeah, right. I think I would probably lean that way only because you're losing everything you've built if he goes out. He's the foundation. He started this thing swinging in the right direction. It would just, I think he'd ruin the locker room. But I will say this, if I was running the Knicks, I would give monthly press conferences to the
That is true, man. They don't say anything.
What do you think they need? We're talking with Ian Begley of SNY. Of course, the insider there. Check out the Putback, the show for SNY.TV, the digital show they do a great job with. What do you think is lacking, Ian, from this Knicks team?
I think a big wing off the bench. Look, Miles McBride has been fantastic by and large last year. This year he's making shots, so it's not a knock against Miles, but it's more so just the personnel in this league and what you're matching up with even in team second units. I think you could use a bigger wing in that bench unit to solidify things. You know, Landry Shamet, he's gotten minutes here and there, hasn't shot it well of late. So I don't know if he's the guy, but they need somebody like that. Someone like that that can give you something on both ends of the floor that has a little bit of size.
Yeah. You know, I don't think there's too many answers, but I want to know what your answer is. Because anything you talk about, like what the Knicks might do, incorporated with what they've already done. In your opinion, like how long is this championship window in years? What do you think for this group?
I like, you know, Bridges, they're going to extend them, I would assume. And so you have OG several years. I'm looking at, you know, three seasons solid. This one and two more solidly. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, who knows where things go. If things go sideways, obviously you blow everything up. But I do think three solid seasons. You know, the interesting thing to me is, like, you know, this league, there's always going to be a Kevin Durant, you know, floating around available. There's always going to be a top De'Aaron Fox. And so do the Knicks get to a point there where they're sitting there in an off season where they didn't go where they wanted to go and say, hey, let's be aggressive here and go after player X? That's the one thing that I'm not sure of, but I do think everything stays the same. I think two solid seasons after this one.
It's funny. My number is three as well, including this one. So this and then two more. So the roster aside, you know, when that next star, superstar in between becomes available, yeah, I mean, maybe the Knicks are interested on some level, depending upon where they go. But I think, and I'm a fan, I'm not trying to turn this dirty here, Tom Thibodeau's got to win, man. Like, if Tom Thibodeau doesn't advance this team past where, and then we all think it's got to get past, he's not going to be coaching this team forever.
Yeah, I mean, look, that's the first person to take the fall, right? When you don't meet expectations, he's signed an extension. I believe he's under contract for the next two seasons at least. And so, the one thing I would say there, and look, things change all the time, but I'll go back to this when Leon Rose, he's gotten the green light to do whatever he wanted from ownership in terms of making a coaching change, hasn't done it, has stuck with Thibodeau. And I was told that when it got really hairy early 2 years ago, he wasn't going to fire Tibbs and maybe he was going to go down with the ship. So I only say that to say there's a loyalty there.
Yeah.
That's not, that doesn't exist in every franchise and every front office. So I do think that factors in when you're talking about Tibbs' job, but certainly somebody would take the hit if they fail to live up to expectations, maybe not this year, but I think next year, people might start to get antsy.
Yeah, and I was going to ask you that question. In fact, if the Knicks don't get over the hump in the next couple of years, would they be looking to make a change there before breaking this thing up? I mean, look, Ian, I mean, if all the pieces are in place, like getting Mitchell Robinson back, and the Knicks are going to maybe make some smaller additions here, this is it. I mean, this is the team. Do you think that it's good enough, led by Brunson, with the other scoring options that we have, assuming health, like assuming OG comes back healthy and Mitch, do you think that they can win an NBA title?
Currently constituted, I don't think so. But I also, just being honest in terms of where everything is, just because they may not make a move at the deadline by Thursday, I don't think this is the complete, full, final roster. And so I don't want to like suggest anything, but I do think that they're was an appetite internally to make some more significant moves. Obviously, there wasn't a consensus there, but I say that to say this, I don't think, is the end-all, be-all when we're talking about the next two seasons after this one. I think there could be some moving parts if needed.
Well, who would be the one to go?
Yeah.
Like, and I'm not trying to get, like, you know, don't need the insight.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, if you do the math, it's not going to be Brunson. They just got Towns here. They traded a boatload for Bridges.
What are the wings?
They signed OG. I mean, we look at who would be the replacement that or the big addition that they could make.
Well, I don't want to say big addition, but I would say the Mitchell Robinson.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Peace, as he becomes an expiry, right, next year. And so the value there becomes higher, especially if he's coming off a run where he helped you in the postseason. So that's where, you know, you might be able to get something back. Miles McBride on a fantastic contract. That's where you might be able to get something back. I mean, if you're talking about moving one of the bigger names, we're talking about pie in the sky stuff, right? But, you know, I would think process of elimination, it would be OG, but I'm not going there. I'm right. just saying they have the capital to still make moves, you know, significant move to get somebody off the bench. Like that kind of thing.
Gotcha.
When you're talking about Mitch and Miles McBride and Precious and those type of players.
That's interesting. All right. Last thing for me, and I have not heard anybody really get into this. I'm very curious how you answer this. I think our audience will love it as well. So we obviously do a lot of Jet stuff. Woody Johnson, Woody's a mess, right? Well, for a long time, you know, the Knicks were the Jets. And James Dolan took all the heat, and now things are better. Nobody mentions James Dolan's names. Is James Dolan doing anything different the last couple of years with the Knicks behind the scenes?
Just the one thing that I've heard, like, since Phil Jackson, right? He publicly said he was going to take a back seat, and he did. He by and large, let Phil do what he wanted to do. And I think that's been the MO since then. Now, look. He cares, right? He's still, I think what his deal is he wants to know process and he wants to see that process produce results. And obviously the Knicks have done that under Leon Rose. So he has no reason to kind of fly off the handle about what's going on the basketball court, but he still cares and he still wants to see results. Maybe he's less involved in the day-to-day, certainly less involved in the basketball decisions. I think that's changed, but the care factor, the pressure that's on the Knicks and Rangers to win, that hasn't dissipated.
How about last one from me, Ian? BT mentioned it before about Luka. You talked to a lot of people, you know, interleague circles and all that stuff. Is there a different side to this Luka Doncic trade that maybe we aren't understanding? Did the Mavs, in fact, reach out to other teams? Did they just identify Anthony Davis? Can you add any more insight as to what you've heard about the trade that seemed to, you know, shock the basketball world?
I think it's a combination of them owing him that he was going to be up for that monster extension. And, you know, they obviously didn't want to commit to that. So they got ahead of
him. Why? He's one of the top five players in the NBA.
Their thing is, I don't know how much this has been reported. I don't know. They've talked about the conditioning. Part of it was, though, like, as you continue to put miles on those tires and with the shape that he's in, I think there was a concern about how he would age. Not saying he's going to be, he would be 31, I think, at the end of that extension, but just the concern about his body, the miles, the way he takes care of his body, how it would look towards the end. I think that was part of the concern. I'm not saying I agree with it, but I'm saying those are kind of the whispers coming out of Dallas. And I think that they also wondered if he wanted to be there long term, rightly or wrongly. I think there was some question about that. Look, I would call the league if I was trying to trade Luka Doncic. I would not have limited it to one team. It kind of reminds me of the Porzingis deal a few years ago. But clearly, Dallas had their eyes on Anthony Davis. Right or wrong, we're going to find out, right? I don't think it was right. Nobody thinks it was right, but let's see how it plays out.
Thanks for your time, Ian. We appreciate the insight.
Thank you, fellas. You guys have a good day.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC.
Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on. 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.